from Washington, this is VOA News. Palestinian death toll in Gaza tops 400. U.S. Secretary of State Kerry rips Moscow for evidence of complicity in Malaysian airliner shoot down. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Palestinian officials say the death toll in almost 2 weeks of Israeli bombardments of Gaza is now up to 425. They say more than 60 people were killed during Israeli military operations over the past 24 hours, making it the most deadly period since the conflict began July 8th. VOA's Gabe Joslow reports.
Military forces began pounding the Shijaiya neighborhood overnight, leaving civilians dead in the streets and reducing buildings and infrastructure to rubble. An Israeli military spokesman, Captain Eitan Buchman, said Israeli forces faced heavy resistance from militants in the area.
This is not your standard Gaza suburb. This is a fortified area. There's literally an entire underground network. We've discovered 10 terror tunnels dug underground. We encountered anti-tank missiles, RPGs, and light arms fire fired from windows and fired from residences inside of Shijaiya.
Israel is seeking to destroy the military capabilities of the Hamas Palestinian group that controls Gaza by targeting tunnels being dug into Israel and sites used to launch rockets across the border. Gabe Joslow, VOA News, Jerusalem.
The Israeli army says 13 of its soldiers were killed Sunday, bringing Israel's death toll to 18 soldiers and 2 civilians. During a series of interviews Sunday, Secretary of State John Kerry blamed Hamas for the continuation of the conflict and said Israel has a right to defend itself. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is headed to the Middle East to look for ways to end the violence. Secretary of State Kerry condemned Russia Sunday for what he called overwhelming evidence of complicity in Thursday's deadly shootdown of the Malaysian airliner in eastern Ukraine. In a series of appearances on news shows, Secretary Kerry said the evidence points to Russia supplying pro-Moscow separatists with a sophisticated anti-aircraft system and then training separatists to use it. He said U.S. authorities have seen video taken after the crash of a missile launcher with at least one rocket missing. He said that battery was moved back into Russian territory from rubble-held areas in eastern Ukraine after the attack, which killed 298 people near the Russian border. Pro-Russian rebels say they've recovered the black boxes with key flight data from the Malaysia Airlines passenger jet. Rebels have also taken control of 196 bodies rescue workers have recovered from the crash site. They put them on refrigerated train cars, saying the bodies would remain in the rebel-held town of Torres, 15 kilometers from the crash site, until international investigators arrive. A six-day World Forum on AIDS began Sunday in Australia with grief and determination as thousands of attendees honored 6 colleagues killed last week on that Malaysia Airlines flight. International AIDS Society President Francois Barsanusi called for a moment of silence at the opening event in Melbourne. Heavy fighting around Libya's largest airport killed at least 4 people Sunday as rival militias enter a second week of deadly clashes. The renewed battle between the Zintan militia, which controls Tripoli International Airport, and armed Islamist fighters comes 2 days after attempts at a ceasefire between the groups collapsed. U.S. emergency officials say a massive wildfire in the northwestern state of Washington is growing unchecked and spreading in new directions, all being pushed by powerful, erratic winds. Since last Monday, the lightning-sparked wildfire has scorched about 870 square kilometers of dry timber and grasslands, downing telephone and power lines, and forcing evacuation of hundreds of people north of the city of Seattle. No serious injuries have been reported. An American TV icon best known for her starring roles in the hit television series Maverick and the Rockford Files is dead at the age of 86. Actor James Garner died of natural causes at his home in Brentwood, California. Garner rose to fame in the 1950s playing a wisecracking frontier gambler on the primetime television series Maverick. He later had a starring role on The Rockford Files, in which he played a wisecracking ex-con turned private eye. He won an Emmy in 1974 for playing the lead role of Jim Rockford. In a career that spanned more than 50 years, James Garner appeared in TV commercials and also starred in movies. Northern Ireland's Rory McIlroy won golf's British Open. It's his third major championship in the past 3 years. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.